Hello and welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider podcast brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, search consultant Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary organizations acquire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about why candidates should not say, "I'm not looking right now," when they're approached about a new employment opportunity. Hello, Stacy, and thank you for joining us.
Hello, Sharita. I'm glad to be here with you again today.
Now, Stacy, as an animal health recruiter and veterinary recruiter working in the animal health industry and the veterinary profession, you've spoken with thousands upon thousands of job seekers and candidates. So when you're speaking with them, you often present a possible employment opportunity to them. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
And so what's one of the things that you sometimes hear when you reach out to someone, you know, to let them know about an opportunity?
I would have to say that one of the things I sometimes hear is this: "I'm not actively looking," or "I'm not looking for a new job right now," or a variation of that.
So can you tell us, why is that the wrong thing to say? I know we're early in the podcast, but I figure we should just jump right in.
I understand, and I certainly have an answer to your question. But before we discuss that answer, however, I'd like to say a few words. I have never, nor would I ever, try to force somebody into a new animal health job or veterinary job. That is not the way that I work. I have no problem with the professional who decides an employment opportunity is not the right move for them. However, I also believe that an individual should actually listen to and consider the opportunity and make an informed decision. If they don't believe that the opportunity is worth pursuing, they can say so, and they should say so, but there is no reason to not at least hear about an opportunity. It doesn't cost you anything but a few minutes of your time. How do you know it isn't better than what you have if you don't listen and hear about it? So since that's out of the way, I have a number of reasons why "I'm not looking right now" is the wrong thing to say. In fact, I have 6 reasons, and I'd like to address each of them one at a time.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Stacy. Let's start with the first one.
Okay. The first reason is that if I contact you about an employment opportunity, I already know that there is a good chance that you're not looking for a new job. The fact that I am the one contacting you and not the other way around tells me that. So if you're attempting to use that as a way to end the conversation, it's not a very good way. You're basically giving me information I already have, and I'm reaching out to you anyway.
That's really good. And I know you've talked about this before, you know, saying, shouldn't animal health or veterinary professionals actually be flattered if a recruiter reaches out to them?
Absolutely. Yes, they should. It means that they're considered one of the top candidates in the employment marketplace. Animal health and veterinary professionals should be more worried if recruiters are not contacting them. I'm a recruiter, and recruiters contact me about job opportunities. If they didn't, I would be concerned about why recruiters are not reaching out to me.
That's a really good point. Okay, Stacy, what do you have that's next?
The second reason, which is more than likely, is that the position I'm presenting may be better than the job that you have right now. Just like I know that you're probably not actively looking for a new job, I also know that the employment opportunity I'm presenting may be better than the one that you have right now. And that is why I'm making the phone call in the first place. I know that I have something that you could be interested in. Once again, that's why it makes no sense to not even want to hear about it before you dismiss it. What if your close friends and colleagues who knows about your situation better than me could have told me that they thought you should know about the opportunity I'm calling about? It could have even been your current boss who suggested I call you, because that happens from time to time. Somebody's current boss may have recommended them to me for a career growth opportunity, especially if they can't offer career growth for them where they are right now. Or sometimes someone's boss will recommend somebody to me when they know layoffs are coming, or they might have to eliminate the person's job, but it isn't performance-based. Maybe there is a merger or acquisition on the horizon, and the boss knows that there will be a duplication of roles, and they know that they will have to do away with some positions. Maybe they haven't even told the team yet, but they recommend the team members to me. That has happened a number of times in my experience.
Wow, so you're saying that if you contact a candidate about a job, that candidate should assume that what you're contacting them about is an opportunity that's actually better than what they already have?
Yes, that's right, because it could be. And I would not contact somebody about an opportunity unless I believed it could be better than their current job.
Okay, that makes absolute sense. What do you have next?
What's next is the importance of having options in your career. When you have options, you can make better decisions. Once again, you have more leverage in that situation. I'm a big believer in leverage. That's why I talk about it and I write about it so much. At the risk of sounding like a broken record, the best time to look for a better job opportunity is when you have a good job right now, since you can afford to only give consideration to those options and opportunities that are better than what you have.
Because you've said this before, when a person is unemployed, they have no leverage and fewer options, right?
That is absolutely right. Unfortunately, some people do not view it that way. They'll wait until they're without a job before they start looking for one. As anyone who has been unemployed will tell you, that is a stressful situation. It's always better to have more options and more leverage.
Absolutely. Okay, Stacy, what's next on our list?
If you're an animal health or veterinary professional and I reach out to you about an employment opportunity and you decide to discuss it with me, it does not mean that you're obligated to do anything. Just because you ask questions about the opportunity or speak with me does not mean that you have to do anything. At the end of the conversation, all you have to do is say, thank you for making me aware of this, but I don't think it's the best move for me right now in my career. There's no harm in that.
So do people think that, you know, they're obligated if they talk with you?
Well, people are sometimes leery of discussing the specifics of a job because they somehow believe that they're making a commitment of some kind, but that's not the case. They also may believe that they're being disloyal to their current employer just because they're talking about another job with the recruiter, and that's also not the case. Professionals in the animal health industry and veterinary profession must understand that these are myths.
Okay, so what's the fifth item on our list?
When you don't say, I'm not actively looking or I'm not looking right now, you can better identify the opportunity that you would want to make a move for.
What do you mean by that exactly?
If a search consultant or recruiter presents an opportunity to you and it does not interest you, then you can let the recruiter know that. And you can also let the recruiter know what kind of opportunity would interest you. That way, the recruiter can keep their eyes and ears open for it. I can't tell you how many times a perfect opportunity has come across my desk and I've known exactly who to call about it. That's because the professional involved let me know what they would want in a new opportunity and the situation in which they would make a job move. That is a very strategic use of everyone's time.
Absolutely. Okay, Stacy, I know we have one more item on our list and we should be able to sneak it in before the end of the podcast today. What's your next item?
If you don't say I'm not actively looking, then at the very least, you'll have more information about the employment marketplace. You'll know what kind of opportunities do exist and that you have access to. And why would you say no to an opportunity before you even know what you're saying no to?
Because the recruiter, or you, Stacy, you have all that information, right?
That is right, and that is where many professionals miss out when it comes to partnering with a recruiter or a search consultant. A recruiter has a tremendous amount of information, and in many cases, they are willing to share that information with professionals. This is free information. All you have to do is be willing to speak with the recruiter and ask questions. That sounds rather simple, but you might be surprised how some people do not take advantage of such an opportunity. When it comes to advancing your career, it's always better to have more information than not enough information. Just like more options, more information leads to better decisions.
Right. And as you've been talking about, more information leads to more options, which leads to more leverage.
That's absolutely right. And those are all things that professionals in the animal health industry and veterinary profession should aspire to have.
So when you contact an animal health or veterinary professional about a new employment opportunity, what should they say instead of, "I'm not actively looking"?
What they should say is, "Tell me more about the opportunity." As an animal health recruiter and veterinary recruiter, I have found that the professionals who approach the situation in that fashion are ultimately more successful and they enjoy more satisfaction in their career.
But if a professional listens to you and you explain the opportunity and then they say they're not interested, that's okay, right?
It is okay. And I completely understand that. And I certainly do not have a problem with them. That's because they were at least open to hearing about the opportunity. It's when you reject the opportunity without even hearing what it is, that's what can harm your career. That's choosing the perceived comfort of the status quo over exploring what could be a great new opportunity. One of the big reasons people do this is choose the status quo over opportunity is because they fear change or they fear the unknown. In my more than 20 years as a recruiter and executive search consultant, I can say that basing decisions solely on fear is rarely a good idea, and I would advise against it.
That is very wise, Stacy. Thank you so much for all of this wonderful information that you've shared with us today.
Thank you, Sharita. I look forward to our next podcast.